With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has pardoned nearly two dozen pro-life protesters. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
On the eve of the annual March for Life, the president signed pardons for 23 people convicted and imprisoned by the Biden administration for peacefully protesting outside abortion clinics.
Many of them are elderly people. They should not have been prosecuted. This is a great honor to sign this.
Pro-life groups are cheering the president's action. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A day after the Senate failed to advance its own Born Alive bill, the House of Representatives passed a bill today that mandates life-saving measures for babies born alive after an attempted abortion. Bernie Bennett has more.
The bill requires healthcare practitioners to provide, quote, the same degree of professional skills, care, and diligence for a child born alive during an attempted abortion as they would during a normal childbirth. Republicans have framed the bill as not being anti-abortion, but anti-infanticide. Democrats have criticized the legislation as being redundant, as killing infants born alive after an attempted termination is already illegal, and the bill only serves to, quote, criminalize doctors. Healthcare practitioners who fail to comply with the law would face fines and up to 5 years in jail or both. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a more than $2.5 billion package to help the Los Angeles area recover from its recent deadly wildfires. The funding approved Thursday will help with the state's emergency disaster response efforts, such as evacuations, sheltering survivors, and removing household hazardous waste. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 408 points, the Nasdaq rose 44, the S&P 500 advanced 32. This is SRN News. Another warning about America's birth rate.
The Congressional Budget Office says that in less than a decade, deaths will outnumber births in this country if nothing changes. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement level for some time. A recent surge in illegal immigrants has camouflaged the looming problem. Pro-life advocates point out that abortion has taken its toll as well, robbing America over the decades of millions of people who would have been working, paying taxes, and having children themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A New York Roller Derby League has lost its bid to temporarily block a local ban on males playing against females in sports. A Nassau County Supreme Court judge has denied a request by the Long Island Roller Rebels to prevent the government from enforcing its ban while its lawsuit is considered by the court. The county east of New York City banned men from competing on women's sports teams. This is SRN News. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor has requested arrest warrants for two top Afghan Taliban officials for the repression of women.
Both of those men, according to the ICC prosecutor, are responsible for persecution on gender grounds, specifically the persecution of Afghan girls and women, but also people who the Taliban considers to be not conforming with their ideological expectations of gender identity or expression, or people who are allies of women and girls in Afghanistan.
That's BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting. Panic is spreading in Goma in eastern Congo as M23 rebels encircle the city battling Congo's army. Many civilians have been wounded in the crossfire stretching the main hospital. The rebel group's been making significant advances in recent weeks. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.